100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. We have a lot of stories for you today. It's the weekly challenge where I post the topic, you come up with the stories. The topic this week was cupcake. It's kind of easy. And we've got stories from Jeffrey, Charlie, Richard, Tom, Don or John or however you want to spell it, Lizzie, Tura, Norval Joe, Muncie, and Planet Z. If your name wasn't on that list and you were like, oh, I sent in a story or I want to write one, go ahead, send it in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post, okay? But until then, here are the stories for this week, and they're really good.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. My cupcake's gone, wailed the man when he was arrested. My sweet wife, you'll be on that wall eternal and beautiful. The policeman scanned the room. The only thing they could see was an old portrait. Is this your wife? The man nodded. A policeman got closer to the portrait. Are you sure this is a woman? The man was offended, cursed on and on till they removed him from the house. Where did you put the body? He shrugged. And no one noticed the disdainful eyes on that painting moving towards the door as they escorted the man out. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.
This is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the YA Books podcast, and my computer is being uncooperative today. I hope everyone had a wonderful 12th anniversary. This is my entry for weekly challenge number 580. Here goes nothing. Shortly after we were married, my wife started calling me cupcake. I knew it was supposed to be a term of endearment, but I didn't like it. It didn't sound manly enough, so I asked her to stop. She wouldn't. Two could play this game. She was embarrassed by her wide hips, so I started calling her lamb chops. She started calling me Slim Jim because, well, just because. I knew she had a leakage problem every time she sneezed, so I called her Puddles. Apparently, that was too much. She stopped calling me anything. Instead, she called her lawyer. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Tura Brazino here with a story on the subject, cupcake. Have you expanded your comfort zone lately? Try something new today. Something uncomfortable. You can start simple by hugging every stranger you meet. Answer every request at work with, I would prefer not to. And my favourite, address everyone you deal with today as cupcake. You might get into trouble when a policeman asks for your driving licence and you say, sure thing, cupcake. But you see trouble while I see new experiences. Studies show that happiness comes not from things, but from memorable experiences. Every experience is a happiness opportunity. Growth mindset. Comfort zone expansion. How about it, cupcakes?
Hello, hello, and happy June. How was your May? I straight up almost died. It was very exciting. Rushed to the hospital, breathing through a tube for 4 weeks, draining fluid through different tubes, and super grateful I do these things a month in advance, or I'd have dropped out of this podcast somewhere around week two. So yeah, that's how my life's been. I've been home for about 2 days, and breathing is still interesting. You want to hear a story? Okay. With Regard to Cake, by Christopher Monroe. Okay, I'll say it if everyone else is afraid to. Cupcakes are better than cake. Cake is, primarily, a delivery system for frosting, because frosting is the greatest there is. But we can't justify to ourselves eating it straight out of the tub. Bearing this in mind, the cake-to-frosting ratio of cupcake is by far preferable to that of the more traditional variety. Cake is for chumps, is what I'm saying. Go with cupcakes, if they're available. However, ice cream cake is better than both the traditional and cup variety. But they melt when you transport them by party bus. And so it ends for another week. Hopefully I'll still be alive by next Sunday, and if so, I'll be sure to send you another story for your enjoyment. I think I will be. I'm like 70% better now. They let me go home at least.
Good morning. It's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 580 on the topic of cupcake. My story is called The Cupcake Craze. When cupcakes became a fad, I ignored it. No chance that I'd spend 45 minutes standing in line on a hot sidewalk in the middle of the day in summer for the opportunity to purchase 600 calories and 20 grams of fat for $3.25, contained in a product small enough to slip in your pocket. Well, if you were okay with a very messy pocket, that is. I don't blame the entrepreneurial skill of bakers taking advantage of the fad. I blame consumers willing to participate in an orgiastic ritual of overeating. Oh, it's my turn? I'll take three of the red velvet, please. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. I've got updates. My good friend John DeCleese has broken into the top 40. Story total, 9,136. Story average, 15.78 and falling. Liana has over 100 weekly posts and is the 21st Golden Monkey. Good to hear from the Space Turtle and Danny. Chris goes both triple gold, triple iron, and triple sec. Pour me a sidecar. Richard and Jeffrey briefly exchange places, but then exchange places back, 5 and 6 respectively. In the top 10, Tura goes 100 weeks, Jeff and Richard 3 years, Sing 200 weeks, Zachman 300 weeks, Phil 400 weeks, and your humble scribe 555 weeks. And one big milestone, this week marks my 500th week posting stories. It has been Kofifi. And my story this week is called A Man Called Cupcake. All the best code names had been taken. It was the early 50s, and there was a spy behind every tree. This didn't bother Cupcake much. He was a huge fan of the art of the war. And the more they underestimated him, the better. He was in the shadows just in front of the dark silhouette of the Brandenburg Gate. The Quadriga hovered in the pre-dawn dim. Napoleon had taken it to France as a victory trophy. So much for the permanence of victory. If everything went accordingly, which it hardly ever did, the man called Eclair would be walking through that gate. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning. Richard here, and this week, a somewhat lighter-hearted story. Or is it? It's called Cupcake. I named my company Cupcake. I wanted something quirky like Google or Moonpig. It seemed a good idea at the time. Little did I know how the irony of that decision would come back to haunt me. The company was a huge success. I struck it rich and began living the dream. Above all, I could indulge in my very greatest of passions, food. Now, years later, as I lie here, morbidly obese and near death in a diabetic coma. The only thought that passes through my consciousness is that I really should have laid off the cupcakes. There you go, a cautionary tale. Make sure you take heed. So until next time, goodbye.
The Cupcake Generation by John DeCleese. You mean they are really, truly deprived? Like they don't even have cupcakes? That's how it was with the millennials. A whole generation raised in such profound insulation from natural reality that they measured happiness by access to cupcakes, a dessert no different from regular cakes but for the presentation and their individuation. Those were people who sat at tables communicating with two thumbs on cell phones while real people across from them were ignored, plugged in to people who were not present, isolated. The fashion for cupcakes of happiness quickly vanished. Nobody missed the millennials who were never really there.
I have three tales about cupcakes today. I think cupcakes are stupid. When served a cupcake by my mother-in-law, I drop it, and it always lands face down on her fancy Turkish rug. She hasn't learned her lesson yet. I don't think a blue-collar guy would buy one. If anyone saw him eating it, they would think he was a ladyboy. My son pulled one out of his lunch bag one morning. I slapped it out of his hand, and asked him where he got it. He said the cute neighbor boy gave it to him. It figures. My son is a big sissy. 2. The cupcake was the brainchild of Millie Marspan, a baker and Massachusetts resident. She observed a lot of wealthy, rotund ladies stuffing themselves on cakes and pastries during afternoon tea. They would sit eating, nervously wiping their lips, and watching and listening for anyone in the tea room that might be making remarks about the group of fat ladies eating so much cake, and eating it so furiously. Millie figured that the smaller cupcake size could be concealed in a napkin or the folds of garments and scarves, thus allowing the ladies to stuff more treats into their voracious gobs. 3. Ramekins for my lambikins. Every Saturday, I make a special treat for my poochies. A special cupcake for each dog, made in porcelain ramekins. They are decorated with a flourish of piped-on flowers made of peanut butter and liverwurst. The topping is made in a food processor. I use a special tip for the pastry bag. I mix half cup each cornmeal and all-purpose flour with 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt and 2 tablespoons sugar. I add 1 egg, half cup milk and 2 tablespoons oil. Mix everything well, then bake in microwave for 3 minutes. Voila!
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Ned was in jail. He didn't want to be in jail, so he asked his wife Stacy to bake him a cake. "Put a metal file in it," he said. Stacy tried to bake the cake, but it never quite came out right. It was either burned on the edges or still gooey inside. She was much better at making cupcakes. "What the shit?" said Ned.
"They came out much better," said Stacy, "and you can share them a lot easier."
For what he shouted at Stacy, Ned earned a week in solitary, and she never visited again.
Weren't those great? I hope you enjoyed that. The next topic is Shell. So if you're like, I want to be featured on the thing, well, go ahead and send in a story on the topic of Shell. The instructions are up on the site, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I really hope you enjoyed this one. This is just this past week is so weird, and the next week it's going to be a little weirder. I get to urinate into a bucket today. So yeah, it's part of a 24-hour urine test. Drop in preservative, mail back a sample. This is so crazy. Anyway, I hope that you don't have to piss into a bucket, that you're having a fun time peeing wherever you want to. Pee on a tree for me today. Unless you're a tree, then, I don't know, pee on a human. Or if you're a fire hydrant, pee on a dog. I don't know. Let's just get past this. Thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And be creative. Have a good Sunday or Monday or whenever you read this. Or listen to this. Read this? It's a podcast. Well, there are show notes. I'll just shut up now. And most importantly, keep it brief.